Welcome to the World of Wisdom podcast. If you've listened to this podcast previously, you might know that it used to be called a dying podcast, but it seems it's no longer dying. Well, actually it is. Everything is constantly dying. But I've decided to change the name of this podcast partly because of the work I'm doing with the World of Wisdom movement, the World of Wisdom community, where I hope this podcast can play a role. It's not truly co-created because I'm running it, but I hope it's okay that I still call this the World of Wisdom podcast. It's not just about that community and that movement, not at all. It's about any type of wisdom that can be found in this world. So I'm sharing things I find, and I'm talking to people that hold wisdom, which we all do, and I'm here to share it with you. So today's episode, I think it's going to be short. We're in a time of change, rapid changes and transformation in this world, and we desperately need to and will co-create a new society together. That's what's happening right now in the world, and that's why a lot of people are waking up. That's why we have crises such as the coronavirus, climate change, all of these things happening right now. It's just a huge shift in this thing we call society, and an opportunity for us as human beings to level up as individuals and as a global community and co-create a better existence for ourselves and our children. So in that process, a lot of work needs to be done, and a lot of people are doing amazing work. There's a lot of new ideas being brought to the table. There's a lot of people refocusing their energy to help co-create this new world in many ways, both organizations and individuals all across the planet. A lot of people are reconnecting with the planet, with deeper levels of consciousness, with themselves and with each other, and it's a beautiful thing. And we're all here to share ideas and new ways of looking at things, and then co-creating from there. So not one individual can see the whole picture or have the one and only answer. This is a co-created thing. It's the wisdom of the crowd. So we're all here to share. That's why we have community. That's why we have communication. And that's also why we have the internet. It's here for us to share what we find and to interact and co-create and see how we can develop. So I want to share something today that has been given to me as a download, is the best way to say. So for people who's been listening to this podcast and are familiar with the World of Wisdom movement, that came to me and was given to me as a gift and as a download a little over a year ago when I was doing very deep inner work together with the Brazilian shaman Hurayanda in Brazil. And this download was given to me when I was in Davos this year, 2020, for World Economic Forum. I'd spent 4 days there in a venue and a setting called Block Base Davos, which was a beautiful, beautiful experience of synchronicity, where the creators, the co-creators of that space, managed to connect both people of power in politics and the high-tech community, for instance, within blockchain, as well as the conscious community and spirituality. And that intersection, those three pieces, I feel, are the pillars for the new society that we're creating. So anyway, I spent 4 days there, and the experience can be best described as perfect synchronicity. I experienced that every person I spoke to was a piece of the puzzle, and every connection I made was highly relevant to my own work, and I felt that I could contribute to a lot of the people and their projects there. Beautiful thing. So thank you, Block Base Davos, for doing what you do. And as I was leaving that experience, I was 4 days into it, in my last half hour, actually, before I stepped on the train to leave, I had this, I was given this vision as a download, and I wanted to share it with you because potentially it holds something. Maybe it creates ideas or inspires you, or maybe not at all. Maybe you think it doesn't make sense at all. And that can be equally valuable because it will allow you to start thinking about other ways to try to co-create this new existence for ourselves. So I'm fighting a cough. Not corona, hopefully not. We'll see. But what I'll describe to you is My brain is good at it's fairly good at seeing patterns and figuring things out on and like an overall strategic level, and then other people are much better equipped to actually create things and go into details and make things work in reality. So this idea or this vision is very high level. So take it for what it is, and I'm just hoping and trusting that this will reach your ears, because you are supposed to listen to this, and maybe it can evoke some thoughts or emotions within you. So I'm calling this structure, since my brain tends to like to put names on things, the life force. So it's a force for life. It's a force for helping us all co-create this new existence without making too much of changes to all the initiatives that's already going on. And the way it came to me is through a geometric shape called the torus. So if you're not familiar with the torus shape, I suggest you just look it up, Google it. It basically looks like a donut. So it's like a three-dimensional circle in a way. And through this torus, energy flows. So it flows up and down the torus on both sides. And energy can also be seen as information or engagement, but let's just call it energy. So within this donut shape, you have five planes, like five layers, like five horizontal pieces of paper in a way, in the hole, in the midsection of this torus. And actually, when the vision first came to me, there were seven of these layers, and it might end up being seven, being a special number, but right now I'd like to describe it as five. And it's open for, this is open source. Everything here is open source, right? So take it, remix it, improve it, find other ways, or come up with something entirely new. That's more than welcome. But anyway, so we can look at these five layers as layers representing various aspects of our world, various opportunities to connect and to co-create and to create something new together and find a new path forward. And in each layer, the idea is to simply place already existing initiatives, organizations, individuals, groups of people that are already doing things within these five fields. But the key here is to bridge and to connect them in as simple way as possible. So most likely we'll need some sort of online structure for this, but I'll get to that. So let's go through these five layers. You can also look at it as almost, as if there's a tree in the middle of this torus, where you have the roots at the bottom, and then the trunk goes up throughout the torus, and then you find the top of the tree at the top of the torus. So at the roots of this tree, at the bottom of the torus, you have the layer of wisdom and knowledge. So obviously all of us have wisdom and knowledge within us, and we're constantly exploring to learn more, and nobody has all the answers, obviously. And still, there are quite a few organizations that I would say represent various types of wisdoms and focus solely on that aspect of things. And I believe that those could play an important role in this layer, in this sort of base layer of the torus. So examples of such organizations would, for instance, be organizations of indigenous elders that represent this sort of timeless wisdom of how human beings can beneficially interact with the planet. And in many cases are also in tune with deeper states of consciousness and other layers of this energy field that we inhabit, other dimensions. And it could also involve organizations representing modern thinkers, like the Metamodern Society, for instance. The Emerge Network is another example. And examples of indigenous groups are, for instance, the Guardian of Life Network, which I myself am humbled to be a part of, Wisdom Weavers, and a number of these others. The Mamos, for instance, there is simply a lot of wisdom out there today. And if we can bring a few of these organizations, and then any organization that want to join, together in this sort of base layer of the torus, they can represent that wisdom and share it. And a lot of these networks today, especially the indigenous ones, they lack the tools and the skills to actually get their message out in the modern day through the internet, where a lot of us can help and a lot of the other layers can help. So anyway, that's the base layer. The second layer is a layer of local communities. So physical locations on this planet could be cities and villages, local communities. Could be organizations representing various local communities, or just any local community that want to join, that want to do the work, and that want to be part of finding this direction together with everyone else to actually co-create a new future, a sustainable future together. This could, for instance, be represented by the Global Ecovillage Network, which is a network of all the ecovillages in the world, a beautiful network that I urge you to look up. But any community could join here. A third layer would be a layer of local gatherings in these communities. And this is where, for instance, World of Wisdom comes in. So open source co-created gatherings that are all about welcoming and working on our challenges, whether they be personal, local, or global. So coming together in small or slightly bigger communities to co-create, to bring our challenges, our gifts, bring our journals for self-reflection, and then all bringing the intention to leave this gathering with a simple commitment to act upon whatever we found and together try to do things better without us, any of us, having the exact answers or the blueprint for how that is intended to be done. But these types of gatherings presents an opportunity for us to together come together around local challenges and be ourselves and honor our own personal challenges. And through a network effect all around the globe, we'll actually, by working on ourselves and our local challenges, we will be working on the global challenges together. So we create synergy like that. So that would represent the third layer. So as a local community, you could sign up to this and say, yeah, we want to host, for instance, a World Wisdom gathering or any other type of gathering that has this intention. And you could be connected to this layer of wisdom and knowledge where you can actually tap in to a lot of the hearts and minds and souls that hold a lot of the things that we've forgotten as a society in terms of how to live together with this planet and everything that's alive on it in a sustainable fashion. So those are the first three layers. So the fourth layer is also about these local communities, and it's about education. So bringing in almost like pop-up education initiatives. There's a lot of organizations that have tools for this that can come into a local community and educate them in, for instance, how to do sustainable farming, how to create your own food and beverages, and create ecosystems that are regenerative and circular within your local community. But that's just one aspect of it. We could also come in and educate local communities in how to resolve conflict, how to collaborate in new ways, how to co-create, how to crowdsource, how to crowdfund, all of these things that where we have the knowledge, and there's a lot of initiatives like this, like the Co-Creation Foundation, for instance. So just imagine that a local community signs up to this. They host a local gathering to work on themselves and the local challenges. And at the same time, they invite a local community educational program, which anyone in the community could join, where we come in and we help the community to actually increase their knowledge and educate them in how to work together and also learn from them at the very same time. That's a key thing here, not thinking that we could come into any community and just tell them what to do, but rather say, you know, there are organizations out there with a lot of wisdom, a lot of resources, a lot of knowledge that could benefit you. And at the same time, what you know can benefit them. And that leads us into the fifth and final layer, which would be a layer to facilitate all of this in the digital age. So that would have to be an online platform. And it would have to be a social online platform. So a social online platform that, you know, just like Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or all of these platforms that we're using today, is built on social interaction, but with a few things that are different. So for instance, not built around maximizing marketing profit. This can't be a privately owned thing. It has to be decentralized. It has to be owned by everyone, by a community. So most likely it has to be put on the blockchain, right? So a social community that would be built around, obviously, you know, this is me, this is what I look like, this is my name, this is what I do, this is where I live, these are my friends, these are my connections, etc., etc., as the standard social networks are, where you could message each other, you could set up group communication, you could host events like these World of Wisdom events and find events to join, you could connect with other local communities, you can connect with these wisdom keepers that I mentioned in the base layer. But for your personal profile, I believe, and I know a lot of other people also believe, that the profile should primarily be built around what is your purpose? What's your path? Why are you here? What are you currently trying to achieve, and what gifts are you bringing to this world? And if you don't know what your path and purpose is, there are actually simple tools and methods to sort of figure out why you're here and what you're currently doing and what you should be focusing on. So that could be built in to this system fairly easily, that when you create your profile, if you feel that you don't have a clear path and a clear purpose, the platform and other people can actually support you in finding that. So you outline what's my path and my purpose. What do I have to offer? What skills, what gifts, what resources do I have? And also, what do I need? What am I looking for? Am I looking for a project to join? Do I have a project where I need volunteers or funding or any type of skill sets? Do I want to connect with people? What do I need to be able to bring my purpose fully to this planet and to this existence? So those represent the five layers, right? Most likely we'll have to down the line also connect this to the financial systems. So most likely we'll need to reinvent how we use currency and how we use monetary funds within a system like this. But to keep it simple, we could simply just connect these five layers, build a few of them, but primarily just connect all the things that are already existing. And I think the way to connect it would be to have common guiding principles. Burning Man has guiding principles, World of Wisdom has guiding principles, Global Ecovillage Network has guiding principles. A lot of these organizations already have guiding principles. So either we pick one of them, or we co-create a new set of guiding principles that would be true for all of these layers. So if you join a layer, you basically sign up to these guiding principles. And the principles, they're the boss. There's not a central organization steering this at all. But we could also instill guardians of the various layers that maybe sit on council to just make sure that energy, information, engagement is flowing as nicely and smoothly as it can in between these various layers, to make sure that connections are being made in the right way, to make sure there's a plan, for instance, to support and engage and connect with various local communities around the world. So I think that's an important aspect of it. And now what these guardians would look like, that's up for co-creation. If it's one person per layer, if it's three people per layer, if it's an organization per layer, whatever it is, or if we can build a digital solution to actually act as these guardians, maybe smart contracts somehow could help out with that. But I'm not enough of an expert to be able to figure that out yet. But I do invite anyone who feels this sounds interesting to join in, to reach out, to come vibe with me and let's see if we can co-create this thing together. And then if you do anything, as an individual, you could easily join. You just join on the social platform and then you're a part of this. As a local community, you can also join. You can come in as a local community and sort of sign up and engage yourself and create these local gatherings and invite for local education and connect with the wisdom keepers, etc. So if you're any of these layers, you can simply just join. That would be the idea. All you have to do is sign up to, yes, these are the guidelines that we honor. And then obviously the community would have to keep honoring those guidelines, and anybody who doesn't would most likely, be called out for that. But then if you have an organization that you feel you share this purpose, but you don't fully fit into one of the layers, you would just be sort of energy passing through this entire Taurus. So you could connect anyone, any initiative, any organization could connect with this, even though you're not stuck, so to speak, in one of the layers. So we could feed your initiative, your activity through all of these layers. You could get input and support from the wisdom keepers. You could be connected to these local communities and be part of the local gatherings and maybe be part of the local educational programs, and definitely, place your initiative and organization on this social decentralized platform. So this, and I call it the life force, just to call it something, but also as a way to describe what I feel it is. This is actually a force. This is a way to drive energy. And in energy, again, I mean information, resources, engagement, whatever it is, through a system of a few layers and a set of guiding principles that could actually connect people and initiatives and organizations and resources. So nobody really has to change anything. You could just connect whatever you're already doing to this structure. So potentially there is something there. I've been blessed to be given this vision. I've shared it with a few people, and that's how it gets co-created and co-developed. So don't see this as a blueprint. See it as a seed, as a starting point to keep going from. And maybe we can create something from this. Maybe you can. In any case, hopefully this would actually be of value. And that's why I feel I want to share it openly. And potentially it resonates with some of you. And if it does make sense at all, let me know. What are the question marks? But primarily, is this something you would like to explore? Are you already doing something similar to this or exactly like this? Are you doing something that could connect with one of these layers? Feel free to let me know. Reach out to me, niels@worldofwisdom.io. or niels@wishful.se at nielsvonheine.com. and who knows? Maybe there is something there. Thank you for listening. Feel free to share this to anyone you feel could be interested or maybe has a completely different view of ways that we could synchronize and build bridges into a more sustainable existence for all of us. As always, you are equally as much part of this podcast as I am. Perhaps even more so because you're actually taking the time to listen to this. Thank you. So a big hug to you. Much love. And thank yourself for being you, for taking the time to listen to someone like me. but most importantly, for living your life and taking your time to listen to yourself and create the things that you are creating. That's the creation that we're all part of is truly amazing. So that said, that's the end of this episode. I wish you a beautiful week. I hope you're well. and upwards and onwards, I guess. We'll see what's in store for next episode and the next phase of this thing we call life.